only one on the market with a thermostat that's got an app. All this stuff is insane. And I would like it because I'm cold all the time. It would be cool to have a Bitcoin mining heated blanket.
Because I knew you were going there. My wife has one. She sleeps with a heated blanket. And ever since I put the Mini 3 in our bedroom, she no longer sleeps with
it. She doesn't need it anymore? Oh, no. My. Welcome back. Today, I have Chris with Altair Mining with me. And we are going to be learning all about home mining, which I'm really excited about because I'd like to get into some more mining at home and answer some questions for you guys. Anyone who's never done mining at home, anyone who maybe might learn something new today. But it's kind of, we were just talking before we started recording. It's sort of the next step, you know, getting involved in Bitcoin. You start buying Bitcoin, you run your own node, and then you get into mining. It's fun to participate in the network, and I'm excited to learn more and what you guys offer. But before we get into that, I want to hear from you. So thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Mm-hmm. I am very excited. I want to know about your journey into, first of all, how you got even, working for Altair Mining, how you got into this industry, how you got connected with Bitcoiners maybe, and, just kind of let us know a little about your journey into Bitcoin. Was it a long time ago, all that stuff?
Sure. No, absolutely. So I got into Bitcoin back in 2017. Mm-hmm. Back then I had two small businesses, down in Florida, and I was watching Bitcoin at the time, obviously, during its run up. I think it went from like $100 to $1,000 or something. So the marketing team throughout the news media was doing a good job. I initially first heard about Bitcoin when it was about $100, but I didn't take it serious. I was like, I'm not interested in that. I didn't know anything about it, just the price. What actually got me to go down the rabbit hole of what is Bitcoin and why should I have this asset? As I said, I was a small business owner. I had two businesses, and I woke up one day from a notice from our bank saying that all our accounts are currently frozen without any reason. They were also our payment processor as well as our POS system. So all our inventory was through them. Everything was through them. So it was a complete disaster.
Do you have any idea why?
No. So I reached out to the bank branch manager multiple times. And at the end of the day, their reasoning was, we don't have to give you a reason.
And you're in the United States.
Yep. That was in Florida, actually.
Year was that?
2017, 2018 is when that happened. So I own a smoke shop, and really what I think happened was the jewels came out right about that time. And I just think that they just deemed us as too high risk, and they just didn't want to do business with us, which was fine. There are a lot of different payment processors and banks out there, but to freeze our assets, freeze our accounts, freeze our payment processing with zero notice, almost caused our business to go out of business. I had employees to pay, I had vendors to pay. I needed to get new inventory into the store. It made it a nightmare.
That's the crazy part. Even if the government decides, something is deemed unsafe and they choose to shut you down, for whatever reason it is, but to give you zero notice, when this is your livelihood, this is what you rely on to make a living, and for all the people depending on this business for their livelihood, is just insane that something like that could open your eyes. You just see how unfair without any notice. Okay, yeah. Fine. You want to make these rules, but you have no warning. It's insane.
No warning, no reasoning of why they're doing this to me. No alternative options, no anything. So from that day forward, I vowed to not ever let one entity hold that much power over myself, my family, and my businesses at the time. And that's what caused me to really go down the rabbit hole of Bitcoin. I started accepting it on our website. I reached out to various vendors to see if they would accept it, at least in the temporary form, just just so we can continue business and our business doesn't die. And luckily, our employees were good with that, and a few of our vendors were good with that.
That's amazing. Were you able to contact anyone that told you about this that you were just connected with in real life, or was it you just searched money that is not confiscatable, or like how did you get to Bitcoin
So, you know, I posted on social media what was happening to our company, and we had a few customers reach out and say, hey, you know, you should really give Bitcoin another look, and this could really solve the problem that you're having right now. And so I did. I gave it a good look, and I went down the rabbit hole, and I think I sat in the back of my office of my business and just consumed as much information as possible. And once I realized that no single person or entity can just control my financial situation, that's what really made me a big believer in Bitcoin.
Yeah. And when you think about how one of the reasons when you tell people you're a Bitcoiner, they sometimes automatically go to the, oh, you're just trying to hide things from the government, or, you know, that's kind of people think we're anti-government and we just want to be secretive. But it's such a misconception because it's, you know, Bitcoin is transparent. You know, really, we can track everything that they're spending their money on. If things go, you know, world reserve currency status, where now we can see everywhere they waste their money. But it's almost like, you know, you're not going against it because you're trying to be underground. You're going against it because they attacked you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when you know the government is literally attacking you and with no notice, you know what I mean? That's the main thing. It's like, it's fine if rules change, laws change, they don't agree with something, but just to give you absolutely no notice is just mind-blowing. And that's what makes you want to protect yourself. You know, you're not doing it as a, you know, I'm a criminal, I want to be underground. But, you know, then you tell people that think that way about the dollar and how it's so corrupt and used for terrible things.
Yeah, absolutely. Our biggest thing was also just the freezing of all assets for, I think it was 6 months before I could have access to any of those assets again, in case there was chargebacks or anything like that. It was really a stressful time on our business.
So did you switch, were you just selling different products, or did you just alter your business completely after that?
No, yeah. I mean, I continued the business as it was, and I just found new payment processors. It took some time. We had to pay more in fees. We had to rehaul our entire inventory system and redo all the inventory in our store again, which was terrible. But, you know, that's what we had to do in order to survive. And so we pivoted.
Wow. 6 months is a long time when you just don't know. And they probably didn't give you very many updates during that time.
Nope. Their only response is, we no longer have to tell you anything.
And you're just sitting there lost in the dark, you know, with no end in sight. You're not sure if this will ever end.
Initially I wrote it off. I didn't think we were ever going to get those assets back. I mean, especially the way they treated us, I just assumed that they were gone.
So then how did this business that you had, is it part of your life still, or did you move on from that? And how did you get to Altair Tech then?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably a year or two after that, I ended up selling both businesses, and we had our first kid, and the wife wanted to move back home. So yeah, sold the businesses, moved back home to Michigan, and raised the kids. When I did that, I was looking for something, you know, what was next and what I was going to do with my life. Obviously, after running two small businesses, you know, working 7 days a week, 365 days a year, I needed something else. And so I went further down the rabbit hole of Bitcoin and, you know, how can I contribute to this asset and this ecosystem? And that's where a buddy of mine who was an old miner, he sent me an S9 and he said, here, play with this, learn, break it, blow it up, whatever, just have it, you know, and go learn something. And that's what I did. I started mining at home with an S9, and then we bought our first house, and in the back we had a shed. So I started, you know, adding more miners slowly but surely, and ordering parts and things that I needed, because rite of passage for a miner, typically you're going to blow power supplies, you're going to break things. Transformers, you name it. You're gonna break things. Back then, there wasn't as much knowledge out there as there is today. There wasn't anybody you could really talk to unless they were an actual miner themselves. You had to do a lot of stuff on Telegram and WhatsApp, and it made the process difficult. So I was buying parts from Altair. That's really how I started working for Altair. I was a customer first. Mm-hmm. And when they had an opening in the business, I reached out. I, you know, applied for the job, and here I am today.
Did you have any prior, besides playing like with the miners on your own and learning about them on your own, did you have any prior experience in the tech industry?
No, I mean, I was just from doing my own mining stuff. I helped a couple other people set up their own farms, set up a farm outside of Detroit. A couple buddies of mine started something down there. And just kind of helped other friends. And as my knowledge grew, I figured I'd throw my hat into the ring, so to speak. And yeah, here I am.
So what do you do for the company today?
Today I handle a lot of things. I wear a large hat. So I do sales, I do marketing, and I do customer support. So when you reach out to us on the website, generally that is me who you're talking to and walking you through your problems.
Wow. See, and that's the thing, you're getting human support, you know, and that's also, I don't know, it's incredible that you can go from just learning yourself and just getting into Bitcoin and being the, you know, tech support for people, you know, so it's really not, once you learn how to set it up and everything, it's not very hard. And I don't know, mining is just so fascinating. Like, I love being part of the Bitcoin network. I was excited because I had first gotten into lottery mining. So I love lottery mining because it just gets you, you know, your foot in the door, just starting out, you know, contributing some hash power to the network. But you're not earning Bitcoin every day. You're just, you know, trying to mine for that, that block, which is super, super rare, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I've heard that it's way less rare than winning like the Powerball or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely better odds than the typical Powerball, winning the Powerball. At the same time, the Powerball is a larger reward than the block reward.
True. Okay, so it's a larger reward. I think that it's, okay, so you, but the Bitcoin block reward is every 10 minutes, where the Powerball is once every how many days? You know, so this.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. See, okay. So that's like a huge distance of time in between where one person could win. So I think the odds maybe they're a good amount slimmer with lottery mining, but it happens every 10 minutes. So there's just only more tickets to the lottery, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. So that's really fun and fascinating, and you never know, you know, and also you're contributing to Bitcoin. But I want to know what kind of solutions, if people want to take the next step. Some of my, you know, the things that held me back were the noise, you know, we'd have to put up a shed and actually, you know, pour concrete and, you know, have it, you know what I mean? You don't want to put on.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest barrier to entry used to be just infrastructure, right? In order to have a miner at home, you typically had to run a different electrical service. You need a 240 volt outlet. You need to know how to deal with the heat and the noise and everything else, right? Like, there wasn't really much option. Mm-hmm. Some people were modifying S9s to be heaters and things like that back then, but that wasn't a wide knowledge base for everybody. Not everybody was doing it. There was nobody to really talk to back then. It was literally just play and tinker and hop on a Bitcoin talk forum and see what you can kind of figure out. Now, today, we've come leaps and bounds ahead of where we were at. Just for like an example, that the Avalon Q is a home miner where you're having 90 terahash inside your house that runs off Wi-Fi, that runs on a standard household outlet. Wow. That's never been done before. 90 terahash just a few years ago was a $10,000, $8,000 S19J Pro. It was not something you could put in your house, even if you wanted to. So I see the market changing very fast.
So the, what was that called? The Avalon?
Yeah, that's the Avalon Q. It's part of their home series.
Okay. How much do those go for?
They're about 1700 for the larger ones. So it's comparable with one of the larger commercial units. You know, it's not your entry level kind of machine. That's something smaller, like a BitX or a Nano 3S, where it's just, you know, a couple $100s, and it's a good way to get into the door. But with the Q, you can actually stack sats daily. You don't have to use it as a solar miner. You can hook it up to a pool and just stack sats every single day.
So when people choose to go that route, first of all, that's amazing that they have made it, available for people home mining to be able to just plug into a regular outlet, because that was the problem. You'd have to convert your outlets over to 240, I think.
Yep.
Just to be able to use a regular plug, that's amazing. So compared to, let's say, an S9 back then, and the amount of money it costs, let's say, and the amount of, you know, power it used, it was also stacking more Bitcoin because the network was smaller. So then now, comparable to this, is it still, like, do you recommend, like, you think it's worth it for people to mine at home? Like, why should they consider doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple different reasons why you should mine Bitcoin at home. Number one, the first thing, like you said, is starting with a smaller device so you can learn more about how the network works as a whole, right? Yeah. There's no other way really to learn there is other ways to learn, but the best way to learn usually is by doing, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you gain the most knowledge. Other than that, you have the heat reusability. So these miners now are space heaters, essentially, is what they are. The Avalon made the Mini 3. It's an electric baseboard heater. That's what it looks like. It's like 3 feet long, maybe a foot off the ground. It's really small or short. It looks like a baseboard heater, but that baseboard heater also mines Bitcoin. It's temperature controlled. You could set your temperature like a thermostat, and the miner just goes to idle when it reaches temperature, and then it starts mining again when it's colder. So the heat reuse is really big. And then thirdly, you don't have to give up your next born child's information in order to stack sats, right? The only way to acquire Bitcoin is to go onto an exchange, submit all your information, give them everything that they need to know about you in order for you just to acquire some Bitcoin. Whereas if you're mining at home, that's not necessary. It goes right to your wallet.
That's crazy. So even if you were, so instead of putting it outside in a shed like people used to, because it was so noisy, now you can put these units around and actually use the energy instead of just spending the energy. You're actually using the heat off of it instead of turning up your heat higher in the house. You know, you could just, so it's like you're saving money in one way and then you're stacking sats in another way. So you're not just burning electricity for no reason, like you're getting something out of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing, is the heat reuse is really big, especially if you're using any kind of electric heater or electric heat system, then it's a no-brainer. Obviously, if you're on natural gas or propane, it's a little bit closer, but still there's no way for you to stack sats with, you know, propane coming into your house.
Is it hard to maintain, like dust wise, to keep these things clean so they don't like suck up a lot of dust?
Yeah, absolutely. So both with like your home, the Avalon Home Series, they have built-in removable screens and filters. So the Avalon Q kind of looks like a desktop computer. It's really similar to what it looks like. So you pop off the front cover of it. It's just a washable filter, rinse it back off, make sure it's completely dry, and then just pop it right back on. They've really made it plug and play.
Wow. And I love how quiet they are. I mean, for people that, I mean, I've heard about, I've watched videos because I've tried mining before, and that's why people put them outside too, because they were so loud. It sounded, I mean, like an airplane.
They small little airplane winding up or starting to, you know, go. It's loud.
Yeah. So how are they this quiet? Like, I heard one person that was converting, old S19s or something into space heaters now, and he had brought one for me to see recently at a Bitcoin meetup, and I was amazed. I'm like, this thing is quieter than my current space heater.
Yeah, so basically Like we have a couple devices like the Erlacher, or we have a modified power supply where you can convert an S19 into a home miner. The biggest problem is those fans. Those fans are 120 millimeter fans that run at 6,000 RPMs and they just scream and they get louder as the miner heats up and runs in hotter conditions. So if you can run the miner under cooler conditions or underclock the miner enough or not, you know, not supply it with enough power, the miner itself will run quieter because the fans aren't going to be working as hard. Mm-hmm. Now with the Q, that's a little bit different story. If you were to pop one of those Qs open and look at the inside of it, it's basically a single hash board, but it has a giant heat sink on it. And the heat sink helps the miner and the chips stay cool. So if the chips are cool, then the fans don't have to run as high or hard and thus lowering the noise.
So is that a new chip, the heat sink?
No, it's not a chip. It's just what attaches to the board. It's like a piece of aluminum, essentially block that attaches to the board that dissipates the heat from the chip. Larger heat sink, cooler temperatures.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. Because I only thought the other way to do things to keep things quiet was I've heard people of doing submersion mining where they would, you know, some I think it's called submersion cooling. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Immersion. Yeah. So they dunk it in fluid. Yep. They dunk it in fluid and basically you take the fans off and you dump it in the
immersion. Immersion cooling. Perfect. I was like, I thought I was saying something wrong. I felt it. Immersion cooling. So I find that very fascinating, but I love the idea that you could just not have to do that at all, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. They've made it consumer friendly, right? Like mm-hmm. before you had to not only be a Bitcoiner, you had to be a Bitcoin miner, and then you had to be somewhat technical with your Bitcoin mining in order for you to make the modifications that you had to do to make it quieter. There are things that you can do. There's Nord boards that can plug into a control board. You can remove the fans and control your miner with a Cloud9 inline fan. So it's definitely a lot quieter, but they're making those not really needed anymore.
Yeah. Wow. I just can't imagine how this will keep evolving, you know, and as time goes on, people will find more use cases for it. You know, even how I love the idea of mining being used for greenhouses. And, you know, providing heat because in cold places like where I'm at or where you are in the Midwest, it's, you know, people like to garden, but they can only do it, 3-4 months out of the year. So,
yeah, absolutely. 100%. I have a shed where mine are all at, and I was just dumping heat out into the world. Like, there's nothing I could do with it but put a greenhouse on the side of my shed. So, hopefully, this year, that's what I will be doing with some of my units. But I'm also heating my pole barn because up here it's cold and I don't like my pole barn being that cold. So it's nice.
Yeah. I'm really excited to get more into this. And I think that's why people should, you know, take a look, you know, because that is the next step. For me, I have, again, I was into the lottery mining first, which I love. I call it my little swarm, you know, my swarm of, you know, lottery miners. But then I've been meaning to get a node for a while. And I run it on my computer, but it's not the same thing. It's not like I'm running it full time all the time. So I actually just got a Start 9 and I'm super excited about it. So I don't know if you guys sell that type of equipment too through you guys.
No, we're typically miner focused. That's just kind of the niche that we're in. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So I feel like the next step after, you know, starting to get a little taste of mining, you know, after you buy Bitcoin, you get into running your own node. Which I've kind of been doing, but now I'm fully going to have my own server node. You know, it's going to be standalone, you know, so I don't have to worry about turning the computer off at night. So I've been meaning to do that. I finally did it. So that'll be coming soon. And then the next step is the, you know, using Bitcoin mining heat. So how much can people, like, if they're, I know it's hard to estimate because everyone has different energy prices. Yeah. And, you know, it depends how much heat you're using or if you're not using heat sources that you used to use and then you're using the miner instead. What's typical for people as far as how much they can accumulate per day in Bitcoin?
Yeah, it depends on how much hash rate you actually have going to a pool if you're pool mining. So just an example, it depends on hash price as well. Last I checked, the Avalon Q brought in close to $4 a day in Bitcoin. So whatever that equals to in sats per day. So it matters on how much hash rate you have pointed to the pool, and that correlates with how much sats you can stack each day. More hash rate you have pointed to the pool, more sats you get to actually stack. Now, if you're looking at this as an actual investment and want to seriously stack sats, that's when hosting kind of comes into play, because you need to start acquiring a good amount of hash rate to actually make it viable. So we do have a couple partners that we work with where we can send the miner directly to the host, and then they essentially just bill you each month for the power that you use.
So, because that's what I do with one company and I love it, but I know that what is the name of that company? Because I think it is, I don't want to get it wrong. What's the name of the company that you guys use?
We use a couple different ones. We use Terra, and we use Iowa Mining and Wilson Mining are our, kind of top three that we use
So
frequently.
there are a few in America then, because I think I was thinking of another one. So there's three that you go through at least, right? And then, God, I wish I remember the name of the other one. Anyway, but all I'm saying is there's a whole bunch in the US. The one that I was using was in Paraguay. Like it's hosted in Paraguay. And that was my next step into mining, because I was thinking I am not going to mine at home. I guess that's people would say it's not worth it, for anyone to mine Bitcoin at this point, So I would just like believe that. But at the same time, that was even the first 2 years I had gotten into Bitcoin. So things change, and like you said, the power source changes. You don't have to have this airplane noise in your house, whatever. So things are changing. So it makes it easier for you to do it at home. But when I was in that mindset, I thought, well, I'm never going to do it at my house. So I'm just going to host it somewhere else. And I pay for the energy and I get Bitcoin to my wallet. So that is also something I love and I recommend. So if anyone wants to do it that way, I would say contact you and talk to the team and figure out how you can have a powerful machine in a facility and stack sats without having to buy them off an exchange. You're paying for energy. You're paying for the energy it uses, and instead of just buying exchange rate for fiat. But one thing I wanted to ask is, because some people, they have this misconception, and I don't know, lately you might have heard about the story of that was circulating about Bitcoin mining and how it's, oh, it's so bad. I get frustrated when a large account shares this that isn't a Bitcoiner, so they think they've stumbled across some kind of secret that nobody knows about. So they try to like convince people Bitcoin is not good for the earth. But I have a thought of, and I know this is something you probably think too, but I think that it incentivizes companies to go green. Bitcoin, because you want to save more of that Bitcoin, you want to accumulate it more as a mining facility. So you're going to try to look for alternative green solutions to try to be able to mine the Bitcoin without having to spend so much on your electricity costs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it like, and because Bitcoin miners will try to find ways to do this, AI data centers will find ways to do this, and it'll help, fix the world to go more green. I don't know, because those are two major energy players, that use a lot of energy. And they're not just going to continue. People have this idea they're just going to continue to just burn energy forever and hurt the earth. But I think it's not going to be like that.
No, absolutely. There've been a lot of recent advancements in mining Bitcoin. Typically, or you could even come to the flared gas, right? So you have companies, farms all across the nation whose pipelines where they have to flare gas. And that's the only way to get rid of it. And there's nothing really else that they can do. Well, now we can utilize that flared gas and mine Bitcoin with it. So say the pipeline was still, they still had enough gas in the pipe, but it wasn't profitable to send a truck out there where, because mostly it's in remote locations, to send a truck out there and fill it up and drive it back to the facility. Like it just wasn't economically viable. Mm-hmm. Now they don't have to truck it out of there. We can send a container right to the oil field or right to the farm, drop a container down with a natural gas generator, hook right up, and utilize every drop of gas that's in that well, and then cap it when it's done and move on to the next one. So it definitely, there are definitely some advantages to Bitcoin mining that a lot of people either they don't know or they don't care to talk about because it's not like headline grabbing attention, right? They're looking kind of for clicks and things like that. Yeah. So flared gas mining is becoming larger and larger portion of Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's a way to just capture gas. That's just like how the shed would be, just the shed that would be, using up heat or expending heat and just doing nothing with it. That's the difference between using up the flared gas or using a home heater. It's a space heater miner. It's like you're using it. You're doing something.
No, absolutely. And for farmers, you know, look, our farmers are struggling here in the United States across. It doesn't matter what crop you're growing, they're struggling. And the only way for them to increase revenue or increase income is to buy more land and grow more crops. That is their business. There's really no other way for them to increase revenue. Where now they can add a container onto their existing farmland, drop a container down with a natural gas genset, and they can increase their revenue without having to go buy more land, more farm equipment, more employees. They don't have to do that. Now they can have the separate source of revenue that's coming in, and now maybe their family farm can survive.
Yeah, and you're helping your family survive by earning Bitcoin through mining. You're participating in the network. You're strengthening the Bitcoin network by mining.
Yeah.
So everything just makes it more secure and less able to manipulate, you know, as time goes on.
Yeah,
so you're contributing to its strength, and you're earning money, sound money, from your energy usage.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's really great that, you know, it could save, you know, you already have land, you know, you're trying to keep up with inflation as a farmer. And I think it's a perfect option for people that, you know, want to make an investment in something and they already have space for it, you know, so that's just a great idea.
And that's not even talking about the tax benefits of mining Bitcoin with the recent big, beautiful bill that came through, whether people like it or not. It made some good provisions in there where, you know, if you have taxable income, you can deduct, deduct the cost of your machines against that income. So if you're going to be paying anyways at the end of the year, why not offset that with an entire fleet, or even if it's just one miner, to then next year you have additional revenue that comes in, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again.
The taxes, so for the, when you mine and you have it hosted by a facility, and it's, you know, so that is tax deductible, the machine that you buy that's hosted by somebody. So does that mean that pretty much like you get a rebate for the money you spent sort of idea? Like,
yeah, it's a cost of business. It's a business expense. You're in Bitcoin mining as a business at that point. Your job as a business owner is to try to become profitable. And so as long as you're going to keep trying and can show that you're trying to become profitable, then yes, that's a write-off towards your expenses.
Wow.
Same with your electricity cost.
So you can buy mining machines, whether it's at home or at a facility. You can use them as a tax write-off. And then for the Bitcoin that you're earning, is that like...
Yeah, that's revenue coming in. So then now you have more income for the next year. And this kind of only applies to, you know, U.S. customers, not worldwide, right? Every jurisdiction's different. Please contact, you know, your tax advisor for all the actual information. But generally speaking, this is how it works.
That is amazing to hear, because now I can use my miners for a tax deduction because I got it last year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to pay for it, you might as well have a different revenue stream coming in instead of just paying.
You know, and then you're not even having to have them at home. But why not, if you can have a space heater anyway that's louder? Like, I'm looking at my little space heater over here, and it's so loud. I can't wait to get my heater miner and actually earn, even if it's whatever, $4 a day, but then you're spending the energy. It's like, who cares? I'm earning $2 a day running, like heating myself. And normally I'd just be spending.
Yeah, you're going to be spending money on the heat anyways to heat yourself. So you might as well get some sats in return. I have my Mini 3 right next to me too. And yeah, mm-hmm. you can't even hear it.
I even have a bedroom upstairs that's so cold. Even if we have the heat and it feels cozy downstairs and nice, our bedroom doesn't heat up that well. And I'm going to maybe put it in there. You know, so I'm excited to be able to actually have a warmer room. And how is it that the miners that you use for space heaters, you know, normally people have this fear about space heaters because they cause fires, you know, and, you know, you got to make sure you turn that off because it could, you know, when you're not around. Is a miner the same way? No, right?
Yeah. Yes and no. So basically like one that you're modifying yourself and you're doing your own thing to. Should be okay. Most of the power supplies are you all listed, at least for like the Avalon series, I can say to that. So it's not too much of a risk as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. Some of your space heaters, you know, they're oil, they might be oil filled or something like that, or electric fill or electric heaters where they're not going to turn off should the miner fall over, right? And that's just, or should the heater fall over and just keep heating your floor. Where that's not necessarily a case for your miner. One, it's very hard to knock over one of these larger miners. They're mm-hmm. pretty durable machines. Yeah. That being said, like the Q, for example, it can run on its side. It can run just fine. It's not, no, there's no risk of fire. There's no fumes or anything that you got to kind of worry about as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Heating to the touch too with some of the heaters. You know, they get so high, you can't even touch them. You don't have to worry about that when using a miner.
Yeah, because a regular space heater has a coil or something that's like an electric stove or something that's turning on to give you heat. But the miner is just running so fast that it's giving off heat just because it's moving quickly. So it's like a different kind of energy, right? So...
Yeah, it's just a different kind of heating source compared to, you know, most of your space heaters. It'd be kind of similar to like an electric baseboard, electric heater or something like that, where there's no coils being shown or that you can't see. It would be equivalent to something like that. But that's not the majority of space heaters. Majority of them are pretty open or they're oil filled.
And how do you feel, what's the price? I mean, people could check out the website, you know, Altair.io?
AltairTech.io.
AltairTech.io. So people could check out, you know, the bigger unit, the Avalon, or what was the smaller unit again, and how much does that go for?
So you have your Nano 3S. It's generally 284, I think, is what it is at the moment. And then it goes up from there to, you know, $5,000-$6,000, depending on where you're at in the scale.
But the Nano 3S, it's the baseboard heater one, or which one is that?
No, yeah, the Nano 3S is kind of like a small desktop heater. It's maybe 8 inches wide, sits right on your desk. I have one underneath my desk that just keeps my feet warm. Nice. And I have one in my daughter's bedroom where it gets just a little too cold. So that's kind of like your starter entry model. And then it kind of works itself up from there. We do offer free intro consultations. So I know there's a lot of questions out there, and this is something we started doing just because there's so many questions out there and so very little information. Mm-hmm. I really wish I had this available to me when I started mining. So you can set a time with us and I will hop on a video call with you and I'll kind of go over the different options and different products and see kind of everybody's situation's a little bit different. They have different risk tolerances. They have different infrastructure. So it's a good service that we do offer if you have more questions.
Yes, having that support is so important because people are just not sure where to start. So you were talking about as far as the Nano one.
Yep, that's that black one on the top row in the middle there, the Nano 3S.
Nice. Okay, so this is the one you have under your desk in your daughter's room.
Yep, and then I have the Mini 3 in the bedroom there. That's that longer-looking silver and black one there. Nice. That's a thermostat-controlled baseboard heater that mines Bitcoin.
That's amazing. So then, and this is a chimney.
Yeah, the Bit Chimney was a product that we developed. It was kind of like one of the first kind of space heater designs. And we're kind of moving past that into the next revision as the next generation of ant miners come about. Yeah.
So this one is the Urlacher that you mentioned, and this is the Avalon up here. So this one is the size of a desktop, like a computer, you know, a tower. And then you have the Urlacher. Is that an S19 then?
Yep. So the Urlacher, that's an S19K Pro that's modified with an older S9 power supply, where you can run, that utilizes Wi-Fi. It's kind of like the version before the Q came out. This was the best and easiest way to get into home mining, by repurposing old miners, or not old miners, but just older generation miners. Mm-hmm. With the Q is just, it's such a great consumer friendly device. It's awesome. Yeah. The other thing about those Avalon series, they come with a 1-year warranty through Canon, where a lot of people might not like dealing with Bitmain. Canon's been a great company to deal with, and we've heard anybody that's had an issue with their miner, they have a few repair facilities here in the U.S. They're pretty quick about it. I believe it's like 2 weeks generally is what the turnaround time is if you have a problem. And they're just overall, they're a great company to deal with.
This is incredible. I mean, how crazy is this? Like a couple of years ago, I got into Bitcoin and this wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it's been a game changer. It really has.
How long ago did these types of miners come out, like this one and then the baseboard heating one?
They all came out in 2025, in the last 9 months-ish.
Wow. That's crazy. Are you guys going to be at the Bitcoin conference in Vegas?
Yeah, we will be there. I don't think we're going to be doing a booth this year, but we will definitely be in attendance, walking around, meeting people, saying hi, shaking hands, all that good stuff.
Well, I will be there too. So I look forward to seeing you too in Vegas. So that'll be awesome. Great. And I'm definitely going to, I can't wait to share this. I already had made an ad for you guys because I already love the company. I love that you reached out, and I just think it's amazing to be able to not only just offer home mining services, you know, for people that want to get into mining, but just you offer all of these miners to facility, you know, starting up facilities and helping them start facilities. So you're just strengthening the Bitcoin network. It's something I 100% stand by. And I just love to see, you know, people. I don't know. I get excited. I like to just watch my miner. I think it's cool. I think I would even have my little swarm up here, but it's a little loud. I mean, the swarm is a little loud.
Yeah, it could definitely get loud.
You know, I mean, I wish that they could be a little quieter because I'd like to just have them sitting next to me and watch their little... You know, they're like my little, I don't know what you want to call them. Like how people have those little pets they used to feed on the thing. Like, I feel like they're just my little pets or something. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, Tamagotchi or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just like, those are my little buddies, you know, but I just want them next to me. But they are for the YouTube thing and for recording, they're just a little too noisy. But the miner will be, you won't notice it. You won't be able to hear it. I don't hear yours by your feet at all.
Yeah, I have the mini, the larger one, literally right next to me as well. And yeah, I don't think
you which can larger one, the can, the Avalon?
The Avalon's in my living room, but I have the mini three in that heats the bedroom. I closed off the vents into our room so we don't get heat from the house, and we just heat our bedroom with the mini three.
That's wild. So it's like, even for people that run, because we have a gas fireplace, I would so much rather not use the fireplace and just run. Like, would that be sufficient enough? Like, when it's on a cold day, would you not be able to use your fireplace and just have that running?
So you can kind of think like a general formula for, you know, how to convert, you know, electric use to heat. It's roughly 1 square foot for every 10 watts of power. So, for example, the Q uses almost 1,700 watts of power. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at 170 square feet that it can heat. Mm-hmm. And that's on the lower side. Then that depends on, like, how hot you like your room and things like that.
Yeah.
It'll depend on how well insulated your house is, right? So some people live in apartments or different kinds of houses. So there is variance there for sure. But for an example, our house has two zones. So it's two dual heating zones. I turn one zone completely off, and that's where my Avalon Q is. That's where the living room is. And the living room heater, or that section, doesn't turn on. Like, I didn't turn it off. I turned it down to, you know, 68 degrees or something. And I just have my Q running. So if it gets below 68, then sure, it'll turn on. But it doesn't ever get below that. And my Q just heats the living room instead.
That's amazing. Yes, I would love to do that. Just turn off a whole zone. And so pretty much the tower, the Q, could just be the size of a, you know, decent sized living room. Let's say the mini three could be maybe a bigger room, right?
Yeah, a little bit larger room, or a bedroom or something like that, where it's a little bit bigger. The mini three is nice because it's thermostat controlled. Mm-hmm, so you literally just set it to the temperature that you want the room to be. And the miner goes into idle. That's the only one on the market that does that.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I like that, because
only one on the market, period, or only one that you guys have for sale,
period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Innovative.
Yes, it really has been a game changer. I had the Q in my bedroom and it was too hot. It made my room too hot, and so I had to bring the mini three in, the do a swap and bring the mini three inside. Wow.
That's really great. That's so, does it have a, just do you do it by hand, or is it manual, or is it
Yep, good question. So the home series is all app controlled. Everything's done right on your phone, from an app, from setup to managing, putting your pool information in. Everything's done right through the app, which makes it a little bit more intuitive for a lot of people, especially if they're just getting started in Bitcoin mining. Mm-hmm. Not everybody understands really how to set everything up, and it can be intimidating sometimes. So having the app UI makes it really, really easy for the everyday person.
So the app is the Avalon app?
It's the Avalon Family app.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that, because, you know, usually when you first set up a miner, even a lottery miner, you have to do it through your Wi-Fi network and choose the thing and set up the mining, you know, set up the pool. That's, you just go through the steps. So when you want to change a setting, you're thinking, oh no, do I have to, like, your mind goes to thinking, like, do I have to find the Wi-Fi again and go in and configure settings and stuff every time I want to up or down the temperature? But knowing that it's its own Avalon Family, you said?
Avalon Family app. Yep.
Wow. Okay. This is very, very fun.
I had my 75-year-old mom set up her Nano 3S just as like a test. Like, hey, can you set this up? You know, and she set it up. No problem.
Really? Through the app?
Yeah, it's really easy. It's super easy to set up. I mean, we sell all the devices, right? From a Nerd Miner to a BitX to a Nano. We sell all the lottery miners, and it's really probably by far the easiest. So
you could do the whole pool configuration, everything through the app?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Yep. That makes it, I mean, I like that. Because I think that sometimes, I don't know, I just think it's definitely for somebody that's older too, that's like, I don't know how to, stuff my mom asks me to come help her with at the house that she doesn't get. I'm like, turn it off and turn it back on. Like, she just doesn't get stuff. So for somebody like her, it's like, okay, you can figure this out. It's an app. You know, you'll be able to, you don't have to go to Wi-Fi settings. That would freak them out, you know, sometimes, you know.
Yep. No, you download the app. You make sure you're on the network that you want to hook your miner to. You turn on Bluetooth and it connects to the app. You just hit add new device and it adds the new device.
We've got a desktop one. We've got a tower side, like all these like convenient sizes. We have one that's the only one on the market with a thermostat that's got an app. All this stuff is insane. And I don't know, like, I always like to throw out a crazy idea because it'll probably, you know, you never know unless you say things. But I mean, I would like it because I'm cold all the time, especially in the winter, and it's very, very cold. But it would be cool to have a Bitcoin mining heated blanket.
I knew you were going there. My wife has one. She sleeps with a heated blanket. And ever since I put the mini three in our bedroom, she no longer sleeps with it.
She doesn't need it anymore. Oh, nope. My God. Because I just got one this year and I was like, I love this thing. And like, whenever we're just watching TV at night together, it's just, even my kids, when they're just hanging out downstairs, everyone's like, can I use the heated blanket? So it's running a lot because people all want to sit under it. And I just thought, oh, how weird would that be? Or would that be hard to stick a miner in that sucker and just use the heat up?
Yeah.
That would probably be hard because it's fabric and fans, you know, but
You never know. They're doing all sorts of cool things with miners this time. They're integrating them into 3D printers. They're integrating them into saunas and pools and hot tubs. And yeah.
I mean, how cool. It's just the idea. Obviously you never know. And it could be very hard because no one's thought of it yet, but there could be a way that someone figures that out if they're doing these things. And just like knowing that you're feeling warm in a room because of the Bitcoin network and because of the hash power you're providing. And then just feeling that in a room is one thing, but then feeling like a cozy blanket that's like powered by Bitcoin is just such a, I don't know, like it's such a cool feeling to be like, this is Bitcoin that's heating, warming me and making me feel cozy and warm. And just like how the safety of how Bitcoin makes you feel.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, it's sort of like you're feeling it. You're like, oh, I'm safe with my Bitcoin, you know, and you're just running it and you're, you know, who knows, collecting some sats while you're just running the energy. Like you're paying, the exchange rate is the energy you use, not the dollars that they're exchanging it for. So I love the whole thing.
Yep. It's been really cool and really fun to be on this journey. I didn't think this is the journey I'd be on, you know, a decade ago, but mm-hmm. Here I am, and I love pretty much every minute of it. I just thoroughly enjoy it.
You could tell that I was very immersed because I didn't turn that screen off for quite some time. It was just sitting there, and our little pictures were open because I'm just like, I didn't even remember. I'm like, okay, so I better get that screen off now since we don't have to look at it the whole time. Mm-hmm. But that is like, I mean, there's ways people could mine at home easily. And the app is awesome. I love that. I'm just happy to be able to share this with people. I totally stand by what you're doing. And, you know, I don't know. I love throwing out ideas because I didn't know, let's say, about the heated blanket thing. It wasn't even in my life before, like, three right. months ago. So it's not something I ever had before. But for some reason, I just got so sick of being cold that I don't know what made me decide to get one of these now. But I just feel like I mean, I guess if I had a Bitcoin miner around, I probably wouldn't need it. You're right. But just knowing that it's something that, you know, people can possibly build on, you know, you just never know where this industry could go. We didn't have the miners that you guys are selling prior to 2025, like 9 months ago. I would have never thought, I thought it would only be hosted elsewhere, you right. know, not in my own home yeah. in the same room I'm doing, you know, recording. I just didn't think that'd be possible.
Yeah, so absolutely. Like, I'm a big coffee drinker. I drink coffee probably too much mm-hmm. throughout the day. And we have the Gecko Science main coffee. It's a coffee mug or tea mug warmer that you just sit on your desk. It mines Bitcoin and it warms your coffee for you. Like, that's awesome. Right? Like, just the builders keep building and it's great. Right. You know, we are Bitcoiners, we are builders ourselves. So we love to see the innovation that keeps happening out there.
You know, I would like to even run anything powered by Bitcoin, a toaster oven.
Yep.
By Bitcoin, like buy any Bitcoin when I use it, a coffee maker itself. You know, like, why can't everything just have like provide some hash power every time you use energy?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the direction we are going in. I mean, really, there's so many different industries that are trying to integrate this in one way, shape, or form. Like I said, if you're paying for heat yeah. as a business, then you might as well try to integrate Bitcoin mining in one way, shape, or form so you can at least start stacking sats instead of just, like, for up here, for example, where I'm at, there's a lot of lumber yards, and they have to dry all the wood that comes in. Well, why not use miners to dry that wood and get some kind of return back each month instead of, you know, the different heaters and blowers that they use, right? There's so many different applications, and I think this is just the start, really.
That's such a much better idea than mine, because I was thinking about, because that's like a larger scale, using it more for things. Like for me, you know, I have a hair salon, so we use the dryers over the women's heads.
Yep.
So I'm like, ooh, that would be cool to power that sucker.
There's no reason why it couldn't. Most of those are electric, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, put a miner in the tubes and make the heat come out somehow. Yep. But yeah, not a lot of people use dryers anymore. We use dryers because I think, like, why wouldn't you? It's saves time, and time is valuable, but not a lot of salons do it. That's why I'm saying it'd be not worth it to go and be like, let's roll out a hair dryer. Cause I'm like, I don't know. It's like,
you know, never know. They might use it if they're going to have some kind of income come back from
right,
it.
Right. Yeah. Even just have one in their business. Plus, when it's a really cold day, you could just turn it on just to give your shop heat.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, like a little space heater itself. Yep. So there's ideas. We got blankets. Absolutely. We got hair dryer stuff. Oh my God, what if a Bitcoin mining hair dryer? Okay.
I'm gonna send some of these ideas to the boss and see what he can get to build them.
Let's see. This is crazy. I mean, they're going to be like, here's another off the wall one. Whenever you guys have some spare time, not building real stuff, you know, you can try to like play with one of these crazy thoughts.
Yeah. No, we love building. That's what my boss set out to do is build. And that's kind of why I work for the company, is to kind of alleviate him and take over a lot of the responsibilities on the day to day. So he can get back in the lab and build cool stuff.
Right. That's so important, because he's an engineer, right? Yeah. Like he's a builder, and he's got to spend his time where it's most valued, you know, creating these things. So yeah, tell him about the hair dryer and, you know, some sort of, you know, who knows? I mean, sometimes you wouldn't think of some of this stuff, you know, unless people bring it up. You know, there's so many ways that you use heat, and there's a lot of ways that some people use heat more than others. Like guys wouldn't think about a women's hair dryer at a salon, right, or just a hand dryer. Like those wouldn't be things you'd probably be like, let me make a Bitcoin mining version of that. But
it is a great way to decentralize the network too. More miners on the network, more devices on the network, as everyday items only increases the strength of the network.
And women like are spenders, you know, like women like the cool new thing. But if they learn that, like, oh, I have a great new hair dryer that also earns me this cool new thing called Bitcoin that I've never heard of, you know.
I mean, maybe that'll help onboard more women into the space too, because I mean, yeah, the space is largely dominated by men, right? That's just generally what we see as far as our clients go. So it would be nice to have a product that's more female friendly type devices that they recognize, you know, in everyday use, right? They're not intimidated by it. Like, why would you be intimidated by a hair dryer when you've grown up using a hair dryer, right? It's not as intimidating.
Yes, it's the future, you know? And they like to be like, oh, I have the cool new thing or product or whatever it is. And they like to brag about it too, you know? So it's just kind of like, and their friends will want to go get one. Yep. But one thing I think that's cool as far as getting more people on the network, and we'll wrap it up here if you want to have any closing thoughts about this. But I get another crazy idea. But I think for the amount of women that are in Bitcoin, you know, it'd be cool to kind of, because, you know, there's still a lot of people in general that don't understand Bitcoin and don't know about it. But I was just thinking today, I'm like, I'm married, you know, but for all the single ladies out there in Bitcoin that want to, I don't know, show, like, kind of promote it, or, you know, wear a t-shirt that's like, I prefer Bitcoin. Like, there's just like some cool ideas I had to have t-shirts made that's almost like, you're not into Bitcoin, I'm not into you kind of stuff. So it's sort of just to get guys to be like, oh, like, maybe I should look at the Bitcoin thing, because these girls won't like me if they're, you know what I mean? Just
absolutely
have the single girls in the Bitcoin space start wearing some shirts around to be like, don't even talk to me if you're not a maxi or something. Like, I don't like crypto.
Right. No, that's beautiful. I would love to see more merch geared towards women, because like you said, then they're going to wear it and promote it. And we just need more women in the space in general. And I think, hopefully we're moving in the right direction.
I think we are, you know, and I think for those stubborn guys that don't want to listen, but then maybe they start seeing women wearing things, they might be like, oh, maybe I should check that out, you know, because that's what they're interested in.
Yeah.
So we got to start making noise a little bit more. But
yeah, absolutely.
We'll see. We'll see where all these ideas go. But it's like, it's always nice to spread the word and spread the signal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining me today. I cannot wait to, you know, spread the word about your website. I am, I'm already thinking about which unit I want next. So it's just making the choice. But it's one of those things that when it comes to Bitcoin, it's almost like you become a collector of Bitcoin things and Bitcoin things that help the network and supporting Bitcoin companies too. But it's just fun to collect miners. Like if there were more devices made, I would want them. I would rather have, you know, a Bitcoin toaster oven, Bitcoin mining, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, they're coming out with new, more and more devices that are being integrated into everyday life. Mm. And I'd see the home series as just the tip of the iceberg. I can't wait to see what's going to be released next year. So I'm excited.
Keep helping out all of us with tech support and sales. So your boss keep making ideas and going back to the lab, you know, and creating more things for us to use. So thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you for everything you guys are doing for Bitcoin.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
That was